Parsha, Rabbi Yosef, we have Parshas Korach. Korach is one of those parshas in the Torah, a very, very challenging parsha, a very hard parsha. Each year, as we read Parshas Korach, it gets harder and harder to understand what exactly is going on, what's exactly the machlokas between Korach and his men versus Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and the rest of Klal Yisrael. So what's going on exactly over here? I'd like to focus today, if possible, on one very interesting point that emerges from the whole episode of Korach and his men, and that is as follows. We know we're familiar with Chazal. The Medrash points out the following thing. Korach comes before Moshe Rabbeinu with his 250 men dressed in talisim that are full of tchelas and says, Moshe, talis shekulo tchelas. A talis that's full of tchelas. Does it require tzitzis? You have to put on the tchelas and tzitzis. And Moshe says, yes, it does. And Korach says, that's ridiculous. What are you, joking me? If it says Reisa Moso Zachartan, the purpose of wearing this is to go ahead and be able to remember the mitzvahs. I'm wearing a beggar that's entirely tcheles. So how can I need tzitzis? It's so silly. And it says a room full of svarim like this one. Kind of like this one. A room full of svarim. Is it Nina Mezuzah? Moshe says, yes it does, Korach. Ha ha, it's ridiculous. One parsha, and here the entire room is full of svarim, and you need one parsha. What is one parsha? And the whole room is full of svarim. This is Korach's taina. These are two of Korach's claims that he makes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Medrash actually is very fascinating. The Medrash does not tell us the response to these claims. It doesn't tell us, you know, what's the answer. He's very smart, no? And what's the answer to those claims? It does not say in the Medrash. I saw last night a beautiful insight from Lev Chasman in a sefer called Or Yoel, and he explains the following beautiful pshat. Talk to Chasm like this. There's a reason why the Medrash doesn't tell you the responses to Korach's claims. You know what the reason is? Because they're so obvious. They're obvious. If they were really, really good claims, that really like a real lumdisha answer to explain, the Torah and the Medrash would for sure tell us on the spot. And the reason is X, Y, and Z. But that wasn't it. That wasn't the point. The point was not the answer, the point was not the claim. The point was the following very, very important lesson that emerges from the story of Korach. How do you do it? How did Korach do it? What's his Korach? How does one person convince 250 of the best of Klal Yisrael? How does Torah describe those 250 people? It says, Laikach Korach, who does he take? Chamishim Masayim. Nisim, princes, Kriye Moed and Sheshen, the best of the best. How does he convince these great people to go ahead and join his uprising against Moshe Rabbeinu? He says of Chasm, the following beautiful idea. From here we see the Koach, the power of Leitzanus. What's Leitzanus mean? No, that's Atzlus. Atzlus laziness.
Right.
Being overly joking, making too many jokes in the matter, making everything into unrealistic and not important and silly. Unfortunately, this is the midah of Korach. This is what Korach had. It's the midah of, unfortunately, being cynical. Mm-hmm. Being too cynical. Everything is a joke. Nothing is really sacred. Everything is just an ability to chop and to twist and to turn around and to make something that could be sacred, should be sacred, and something that's not sacred. If you look in the parasha, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Yates, it says, "Vayakel alayim Korach as kol eda al Pesach Moed." Korach gathers them. How does he gather them? Says Rashi, you know, he gathers them b'divrei leitzonus. He gathers them with words of scoffing, with words of cynicism. Kol lailahu, all night. He goes to the Shvat and he tries to appease them. You think I'm just looking out for myself? I'm concerned about you. These people are coming, taking all the power for themselves. He has the Malchus, his brother has the Kuna. And all of a sudden, the crowd emerges. All of a sudden, Korach has a following. This Rabbi Yosef is the tremendous Korach of Leitzanus, an unbelievable Korach. How big is this Korach of Leitzanus? In the classic work, the Silas Yesharim, Perek Hey. He describes the three things, the Mesillas Yesharim says, that cause a person to be not zayir, to be not scrupulous in his avodas Hashem. The first one is being too involved in this worldly matters. The last one is a bad chaver. And the second one is what he calls haschot v'halatzon. Too much levity, too much joking around, too much cynicism, too much kibitzing, so to speak. That's a big danger. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, how can I compare this to? What can we compare this to? He says, "V'tira." I want to read you this one paragraph. "V'tira koshi alotzom ha'ashchasas ora rabba." Look how bad, look how dangerous Leitzanus is. Ki kemo ha'magin ha'mashuach. Just like a magin. What's a magin?
Shield.
A shield, ha'mashuach. That's anointed, that's sprayed with oil. B'shemen. Asher yashmid di'apil me'alav achitzim ha'mashlicham la'aretz. You could throw as many arrows as you want at that shield. The shield is not even it's not even solid and clean. It's oily. What happens the second an arrow hits the shield? It falls down to the ground. It doesn't let a person be attacked. Thank God. Hopefully, so too is latzon. So too is leitzana. So too is scoffing when it comes to a person being able to accept and receive Musar. One cynical remark, one joking remark. One small, simple little crack up joke. He can be a great Hisorus, a person can be awakened, excited to do something really good and really important, and then all of a sudden, one joke, one comment, one remark. This leitanus has the ability knock him down to the ground. Doesn't make any imprint on him at all. Not because what he's hearing is not good, not because the Baal Musar is not a good Baal Musar, and not because he doesn't understand it. He understands it very, very well. And the person giving the Musar is the best Baal Musar ever. Elo, why? Because there's something powerful about Leitzanus. It can just totally undermine and totally destroy any binyan, any building of Musar and Yira. I want to just close with two points. One, Rabbi Apfel Shlita told me that he was looking for one midah when he was looking for a son-in-law. What should he find? What should he look for in a son-in-law? He has, his oldest daughter was ready to get married. Thank God she's married. Which midah should be the primary midah, the primary character trait he would look for in a son-in-law? He told me the midah he was looking for was, no, not what you're thinking. It was not good looks, that he should be a good-looking young man. And it was not that he should be a wealthy young man. The midah that he wanted for a son-in-law is that he should not be a cynical person. He should be what he called a tumin person. Should be a certain straightness and goodness to him, and not cynical, not important, what's that about? Not a mevatel kind of person, a person that just pushes aside things. That's the midah he wanted. He said he was so happy when he found his son-in-law to marry. He thought it was such a beautiful, shiloh of this midah of being able to be non-cynical, to be able to be straight and yasher. Just close the words of David HaMelech. If I had to ask you, what's the opening comment that you would make if you were the King David and writing the best book of Psalms forever and ever? How would you open up? What would be the first word you would say? Ashrei, fine, no problem. Ashrei what? Not Ashrei Yoshrei. Ashrei Ha'ish. Praise is the man that does what? Ashrei lo halach ba'atzas v'shaim. Doesn't walk in the guidance and the counsel of v'shaim. U'v'derech chatoim lo amad. And the ways of chatoim doesn't stand. And what's the next phrase of the first pasuk, opening pasuk? He doesn't sit amongst Leitzanim. First pasuk of the entire Sefer Tehillim. Why? Because David HaMelech saw there's a tremendous koach of Leitzanus. Koach of Leitzanus that can unfortunately really destroy and really undermine. Praise is the person, Ashrei Ha'ish, who does not decide to be a Leitz. Who overcomes, maybe he has a natural inclination to be a Leitz. Maybe he's a funny kid, he likes to just crack jokes all the time. Everything is one big Leitzanus. I mean, also mentioned yesterday in the Shmuz, some people that might be 45 years old, 55 years old, 65 years old, they haven't grown up yet ever. They still have the same sarcasm and cynicism and Leitzanus as they used to have when they were little 9-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds. Shalosh Esrei, Arba Esrei, Chamesh Esrei, Tipesh Esrei, whatever you want to call it. They have that whole attitude. So if this is the lesson we learn from Korach, it's a very chashuv lesson. It's David HaMelech's opening verse. And it's Mesillas Yesharim says it's one of the big three things that could cause a person to, even after he knows what's right, just to not be able to be focused on the right thing. This is a midah of trying to not be mevatel. And this is a very important midah as we end the year. Abosai, the year is almost over. And a lot of things we learned and we picked up and we said, ah, this is great, this is fantastic. And then all of a sudden, you know, you meet up with somebody and they don't have the exact same appreciation as you do for certain things. And in one second, they could see you just wearing tzitzis. He's wearing tzitzis. Strengths. He's wearing wool tzitzis. Can you imagine? Wool tzitzis. Oh my goodness. What, he flip out through the gazoodles? What is he out? Flip out. It all takes 1 second for a person to feel a certain sense of, ah, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe it's wrong. The examples we can give probably go on endlessly. We're not going to give any more examples. But the Yisod is a very important Yisod. This is the Yisod of Korach. This is the power of Leitzanus. This is the danger of being overly cynical, unfortunately being overly sarcastic. Hashem should help us to try to emulate the beautiful midos of Moshe and Aaron in the sixth parasha. Of being able to be, even though someone's trying to bash you, to be glatt. Aaron doesn't say a word in the whole parasha, the Ramban points out. Korach's bashing him. And Aaron says nothing. The Ramban says, you know why? Aaron says to himself, maybe he's right. Can you imagine? Maybe he's right, he's wrong. Maybe he is better than me. Maybe he is more befitting for the kuna than I am, Aaron says about Korach. Wow! What a giant. Aaron HaKohen, Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's try to strive for the midos of those great ones and not, unfortunately, be like the cynics, be like those sarcastic people that David HaMelech says it's better. Ashra ish, if we can stay away. And we close with the bracha. What happens if a person does this? What's the goal of it? So David HaMelech says, he'll be ke'etz shasul apagimayim, he'll be like a tree that's planted on fertile ground with water. Asher piyotim vito, have his fruits bear when they have to. Alei lo yibol, his leaves won't wither. V'chol asher yaseh yatzliach, and everything he does, you'll be matzliach. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Moshe.